Getting the Graham Parsons story to the screen has really been a labor of love for you, hasn't it?
I started working on this in 1993 or 94 at the BBC. We worked on it for at least 6 months, but it all fell through. Then, in 1998 or 99, I met Gandalf Hennig, the German producer-director of the film, and he said it could be done, and he was right.
So how did it all come together this time around?
I think because Gandalf wouldn't take no for an answer, and I was inspired by knowing how close I'd come before. We continually supported each other and made a very good team. He's a very technical guy and has made documentaries before. I'm a very passionate guy. I have much knowledge of popular music. Not just the main river of pop music, but indeed its creeks and streams. I could finally focus that into a sensible, adult project, and I owe Gandalf thanks for that.
Considering that you wrote the first Graham Parsons biography, and have written about him and performed his songs a lot since then, was there anything new or surprising that you came across making this film?
We were reminded once again how important childhood and parenting is to each one of us. All the drug addicts in rock and roll had a weird relationship with their parents. Either their parents abandoned the child, or they were cold towards the child. It was amazing how much Graham fit into that category.